And again, that was an original improvisation of hymn number 208 by our reader, John Woodsworth. John?
Welcome to the Active Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We're delighted that you've joined us and as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will be muting everybody's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your telephone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded, so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Now, let's begin our service with singing hymn number 188, and I'll be reading all the verses before we join in song. Just a reminder that the links to the words of this hymn are on our website on the Order of Service page. Hymn number 188. I shall read all the verses. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. But he whose spirit searcheth deep hath sent his word to all mankind, the word that bids them find and keep the priceless treasures of his mind. Oh, come and find, the Spirit saith, the truth that maketh all men free. The world is sad with dreams of death. Oh, I am life. Come unto me. Welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic for the readings for this Wednesday meeting is Any Material Evidence is False. And the hymns are 188, number 6, and 391. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, 1 Corinthians. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Proverbs, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? Isaiah, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. 1 Kings, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. He arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord liveth, I have not a cake, a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord. 2 Kings. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take him and my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured out, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Jeremiah. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now, when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Genesis. Is anything too hard for the Lord? St. John. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Pharisee said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came, and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I came, and whither I go. Matthew. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then said Jesus unto them, Take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It's because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? St. John. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. When Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then Pilate took Jesus, and scourged him. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, where they crucified him. He that saw it bare record, and his record is true. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as is the manner of the Jews is to bury. At evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto them, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. St. Matthew. What went ye out for to see? And now from Science and Health, the Tea to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Any material belief, any material evidence of death is false, for it contradicts the spiritual facts of being. Elias, spiritual evidence opposed to material sense. Christian Science, with which can be discerned the spiritual fact of whatever the material senses behold. The basis of immortality. From beginning to end, the scriptures are full of accounts of the triumph of spirit, mind over matter. Moses proved the power of mind by what men called miracles. So did Joshua, Elijah, and Elisha. The Christian era was ushered in with signs and wonders. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. Jesus acted boldly against the accredited evidence of the senses, against Pharisaical creeds and practices, and he refuted all opponents with his healing power. His pursuits lay far apart from theirs. His master was spirit. Their master was matter. His senses drank in the spiritual evidence of health, holiness, and life. Their senses testified oppositely and absorbed the material evidence of sin, sickness, and death. Evidence drawn from the five physical senses relates solely to human reason. And because of opacity to the true light, human reason dimly reflects and feebly transmits Jesus' works and words. Truth is a revelation. Jesus bade his disciples beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, which he defined as human doctrine. Creeds, doctrines, and human hypotheses do not express Christian Science. Much less can they demonstrate it. In the scientific relation of God to man, we find that whatever blesses one blesses all, as Jesus showed with the loaves and fishes. Spirit, not matter, being the source of supply. Christian Science reveals incontrovertibly that mind is all in all, that the only realities are the divine mind and ideas. This great fact, however, is not, however, seen to be supported by sensible evidence until the divine principle is demonstrated by healing the sick and thus proved absolute and divine. This proof once seen, no other conclusion can be reached. God is mind, and God is infinite. Hence, all is mind. Science so reverses the evidence before the corporeal human senses as to make this scriptural testimony true in our hearts. The last shall be first, and the first last, so that God and his idea may be to us what divinity really is and must of necessity be, all-inclusive. Change the evidence, and that disappears which before seemed real to this false belief. And the human consciousness rises higher. Thus the reality of being is attained, and man found to be immortal. The false evidence of material sense contrasts strikingly with the testimony of spirit. Material sense lifts its voice with the arrogance of reality and says, "I am wholly dishonest, and no man knoweth it. I am enthroned in the gorgeousness of matter, but a touch, an accident, the law of God may at any moment annihilate my peace, for all my fancy joys are fatal." spirit bearing opposite test in myself. I am spirit. Man whose senses are spiritual is my likeness. He reflects the infinite understanding, for I am infinity. I give immortality to man, for I am truth. I include and impart all bliss, for I am love. I give life without beginning and without end, for I am life. I am supreme and give all, for I am mind. I am the substance of all, because I am that I am. Which of these two theories concerning man are you ready to accept? One is the mortal testimony, changing, dying, unreal. The other is the eternal and real evidence, bearing truth sigma, its lap piled high with immortal fruits. Insist vehemently on the great fact which covers the whole ground, that God, Spirit, is all, that there is none beside him. This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, that joy cannot be turned into sorrow, for sorrow is not the master of joy, that good can never produce evil, that matter can never produce mind, nor life result in death. The perfect man, governed by God, his perfect principle, is sinless and eternal. Any material evidence of death is false, for it contradicts the spiritual facts of being. This concludes the readings and the recorded portion of this service.